This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. One of the most powerful people on Wall Street has just resigned his position. Vikram Pandit is stepping down as CEO of Citigroup effective immediately. He will be replaced by Michael Corbat, who runs some of the bank's overseas divisions. Nancy Bush is a banking analyst and a contributing editor to SNL Financial, and she is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning. And surprise.
Yeah, really? Well, so how significant is this?
Well, it's shocking to everybody, and I don't think anybody has a really good handle on it. The emails, you know, among analysts, of course, have been flying this morning. It's particularly ironic given the fact that, you know, they produced a semi-decent quarter yesterday, which was the first one I'd say they'd had in quite a while. So perhaps there's no coincidence there.
Well, so what do you make of this? I mean, this guy, Vikram Pandit, survived the financial crisis in which Citigroup was one of the banks in the worst shape.
Well, I think there are a couple of things at play. A, as you said, he is a survivor. And at some point, I think these guys who went through the tempest in 2008 just get tired. Don't forget, Vikram also sold his hedge fund to Citigroup before he became CEO and made a lot of money on that deal. So, you know, he's certainly not in need of his every year $1 that he was getting from Citigroup. Secondly, you know, he's been a bit of a pincushion for the regulators. And I'm just wondering at the coincidence that Sheila Bair's book just came out in which she really excoriated him. And perhaps he and his board decided that it was just, you know, time to take him out of the bullseye of the target.
What do you think is going to be the legacy of Vikram Pandit at Citigroup?
You know what? I think actually the legacy, in spite of some fairly large missteps, and I think his largest misstep was in losing the Wachovia battle, but I think that it will be that he, you know, weathered the storm, that he repaid TARP, that he got them through the crisis, and, you know, he set a path that the company can now follow. It's got to be very, very difficult for these guys to be in the midst of this. But I think, you know, that history will give him a bit of the benefit of a doubt.
Nancy Bush, bank analyst and contributing editor to SNL Financial. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Bye-bye.